April Wieda is a mother of three who commutes from Maple to her job in Superior. Wieda says she's been taking her children to Barnyard Buddies in Poplar for more than 5 years. She and other parents disagree with the state's decision to revoke the license of the daycare's owner, Scott Pearson.
I met with several different parents, and they're just outraged. And I met with Scott, and he is appealing the process. We've started a petition. We already have close to 50 signatures.
Pearson declined to comment to Wisconsin Public Radio about the petition and whether he plans to appeal the state's decision. The investigation revealed that the child care center failed to follow sudden infant death syndrome guidelines required by law, improperly supervised the infant room, and failed to have up-to-date infant and child CPR certification. The investigation was prompted by the death of a 3-month-old infant, apparently from SIDS. In an interview with Wisconsin Public Radio prior to the release of the state's findings, Pearson said his staff was fully trained.
They've all had SIDS training. They're all current under CPR. Stuff like that.
Wieda says she trusts the daycare and the staff who work there.
My daughter is an infant, and she was sleeping in the same room with that child that died of SIDS, and it did not scare me to bring her back there.
Wieda believes parents should have a say in what happens to the daycare. Barnyard Buddies has been open for 9 years and looks after about 25 children. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.